This is Aris B&B Update, episode 82, Contact. Hello everybody, this is Aris B&B Update, as you probably know. I am here with, starting in alphabetical order, Brad.
Hello.
And Mr. Trekkie,
or hi, everybody,
or whatever you want to call him.
If you were going in alphabetical order, wouldn't Anson be first?
Yes! I just decided to put you first because you did more episodes last year.
Oh yeah.
That's because he was hired before me.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go on with the show.
Did anybody make first contact this week?
Oh God, yeah, I did. I did the quest.
What about you, Brad?
He quit. Remember?
No, I didn't do the quest.
See, he quit.
See, he told me he was going to get his members because he's going to be continuing to do the show.
Yeah, but not yet because at the moment I have no money.
What? Oh, right. Yeah. You bought that microphone.
Yeah. But they still haven't sent.
Okay. So, Contact. The so-called high-level combat quest. Trekkie, did you have any problems with it?
No, not really. For me, it was pretty easy.
Yep.
Then again, I'm 118.
I'm 107, and I had no problems with it either, so I think that's a...
Except for Lance.
Yes, and what is he, 88?
87, 88, somewhere around that.
Yeah.
Poor guy, he kept getting screwed over by the scarabs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those things.
Yeah.
Brad, you remember Desert Treasure and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, that quest is cool.
This one is kind of a...
This is like the mini version of it.
Yes, yes. It's just... It's not even that hard, you know?
Well, if you were lower level... Well, you know, the questing is that they say it was for high levels, but remember, there is no accurate measurement on how you consider to be, what kind of position you are.
High is a relative term.
Yeah, I mean...
DragX's definition of high is 60.
Well, not in this case. It was like, what,
90? 80-ish. No, 80. I've seen 80 and 70s do it.
Ha, so that means peers can't do it.
Actually, I think they could. They could.
Well,
if
you're a peer out there listening to this and you've completed this new contact quest, let us know by sending an email or PM to one of us, okay?
If you're a peer out there, just know Shane hates you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they complain. Okay.
So do we. So do you, actually.
You remember going through the maze thing on there?
Yeah, the maze isn't that difficult.
But it was so freaking funny. You know how there's those things that were coming out of the wall?
The what?
You know those things that came out of the wall? Like those things that hit you in the head?
Oh, the wall crusher and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, yes. Somebody was just kept running through it, and they kept getting hit eights and kept getting knocked sideways, and they just kept trying to run through it.
The wall crusher. You know what I did later on? After I finished the quest, I wanted to see what would happen if I actually went on one of those scarab things. Like, stand right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, on the wall, there's a little yellow scarab symbol, and you stand next to it. And I wanted to see what happens.
Nothing.
So, actually, something does happen.
Really? I walked right by one, and nothing happened.
Yeah. I don't know, but for me, it did. What happened was, as I was walking, I wanted to... like check out some of the other ladders that I didn't go down in.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was running, I ended up on the floor traps.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh shoot, I can run it backward and forwards, backward and forwards. I pretty much got to 1 HP. But I had nothing on, so it was no risk to me anyway.
Yes, okay.
So then I went down the ladder. Suddenly I see whole 10 level 90s, you know, mages and those arrow guys just pwned me really bad. I went down, all of a sudden I see ding. Oh dear, you're dead.
You died.
That was quick. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That was cool though.
Then
I went to check on the scarabs, and what happens is there's a floor trap that opens up You fall in into the pit of no return.
I did it with Mike, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you have to go through the maze twice, right? I led the first time with him following, and he led the second time with me following. But on the second time, he got caught by one of those floor traps.
Ouch.
No, like where you like fall down, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell me about the general storyline. You're good at telling stories. What's the general storyline?
Well, basically what happens is you go to the priest, and he tells you that, hey, we have a problem. We know that this is going to be a spoiler, so if you guys don't mind to listen, you can skip maybe like 2 or 3 minutes ahead. What happens is that the high priestess says that the plague is not real, and we need to lift the quarantine. And as they try to get into the city next to them, like Menfos or something like that,
Menfos.
Right? Yeah, they went to try to get to Menfos. They were stopped by a whole bunch of guards.
Right.
And basically the high priest is telling you that we have people over there, and we have to get word to them that it's safe to return home.
Okay.
So you basically, you know... Okay, so then you go out to meet this guy, Jex, and he tells you that, hey, we found there's a secret passage that you can go under, and but it's really dangerous. You have to be careful. There's lots of monsters, and it's a big maze. And so basically, as you go through it, you'll find that there's a contact. There's a contact. I think his name was Misia or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't remember the name exactly. And basically, what happens is that it. he's wearing.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, just call it an it.
Okay, it turns out to be a contact for Osman. And he tells you that, hey, if you can get him down here, we can start sending word to about, you know, the plague and to people over on the other side. You go back to Al-Ghard, and what happens is you talk to Osman. It's like, my spies and all that stuff, and the people over there hate me because our army has been defeating them for so many years. And you somehow manage to coerce him into following you.
Oh, right. Okay.
What happened, Shane?
Oh, it's nothing. I just got a Stefan Dion ad on my blog, shane.rsbnb.com.
Okay.
What? Stefan Dion is the liberal leader. It says, the next Canadian prime minister with a question mark. Angus Reid wants your opinion.
Whatever. And then what happens is that as you go through the maze, you find that you see that Osman was talking to one of his contacts. He gets attacked by a big monster, and you have to save him.
Oh, right.
And then what comes after that is you get a brand new dagger.
Yeah, on to rewards now. You get this Karas dagger. So what is the max hit for this little...
Actually, nobody really knows right now.
Did they fix bug on Kalphites, how it didn't work?
Yeah, they fixed a bug on it. It said now they can hit more significantly than before. And I was browsing through the forum. Somebody made a thread that they actually used that dagger on the Kalphite Queen, I think. And it said that he hit 130 plus. And, you know, if a Jagex mod came by and said, yeah, that's true, you can't hit it that hard, but I'm not going to tell you what's the max hit. So, basically, what happens is, it's kind of like the Silver Light version for Kalphites
and
Scarabs.
So the max hit is not like that's like a bug that it was 130 or what?
I think it's not a bug. I think they said that it's just regular. It's like a lucky hit kind of thing.
Wow.
Basically, what happens is that, like, since it is a dagger, every once in a while you might hear something like, you managed to slip the dagger into a tiny crack of a soft spot in the queen and did more damage.
Okay. Also, you get access to the Sophanum Bank.
Which is really good if you're plundering the pyramid.
Yes, 2 7K combat wishes, which is like nothing.
Say that again?
You get 7K, 2 wishes towards 2 combat skills.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing. It's like... They didn't even put him in prayer.
No. Yeah.
Better than getting nothing at all. Be grateful.
But we're ungrateful little high levels because Jaggers hate high levels and don't want to care
about
lower levels.
We're going to revolt with our pitchforks.
Care more about money than the players. That's
exactly. I don't like that, do you, Brad?
What?
Do you like that?
I can't lie. If I was head of Jagex, I'd care more about money than snotty little 12-year-olds, but whatever.
Okay, well, you also get 7K thieving and one quest point.
All right.
So, I don't know. I care about, on RxBnB, I care about the people.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, because if they aren't happy, then they won't come back or they won't stick around.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. No, I'm joking.
We should just auto... No, actually, never mind.
Okay.
Get into the barbarian assault fixes.
Yes, the interface lockup. Finally.
That. I did not have a problem with that at all.
What about the Horn of Glory interface being closed?
So that was the interface lockup thing.
Yeah, no, well, it would close when you were using it.
Oh, well, that almost happens sometimes, and when that happened to me, I was pretty much done with everything, so it didn't matter at all. Defender animation fix. What was the bug with it anyway?
Oh, the rune defend, like the defenders, you know?
Oh, those.
How
I thought
when
about
you'd
that
get
defender.
Attacked when you were holding one and you'd like stop for a second, you know?
Oh, I thought you mean the regular defender class thing.
No. So, like, if you're holding it, it would get fixed, so.
Yeah.
Finally, after how many months since they released the Warriors Guild?
28.5.
Who cares anymore?
I do.
Why?
Because I use a defender.
But who cares?
I'm looking because I'm bored.
Okay, bug fixed with the god spells. If a player drunk a potion, it will not lower the seal level.
You know what that means, right? Like, for, like, the Claws of Gothics and the Flames of Zamorak,
yeah.
How it's supposed to lower magic and defense.
Yeah.
So that's fixed now. I don't know how these bugs crop up, but there seems to be a new one every week.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and the egg launcher no longer will shoot at innocent-looking pet cats.
Why do they bring the cats down there anyway?
I don't know. Did you bring M-Shane?
No. I told M-Shane to sit in the bank and lick his paws and be lazy.
You need to take him out. You need to take him out more.
Nah.
Okay.
It's happy being in the bank. It's more comfortable than walking beside me all day long.
Okay. The Warriors Guild was released on the 12th of June 2007.
Okay.
Is that me or you?
That's Brad. Brad, for some reason I want to call you Jackson.
What size is the monitor you usually play on RuneScape?
Let's do some player gallery stuff first. What's your favorite?
Oh, I didn't see that one. I'm sorry. Well, I like some of the pictures there, but they're not as good as before.
Oops.
What the hell?
There we go.
Human space flight.
No, not that. That second picture I linked to.
Which one? Oh, yeah. The Mighty Penguins.
Yeah.
So, Shay, do you know about the penguins now, dressed up as a sheep in Lumbridge?
Yeah, I heard about him, but I never seen him.
You suck.
Okay, so that's my favorite player gallery. And Brad's favorite player gallery is the Guthan one.
I don't think they were as good as last times. You think so?
I was going to say I should send in my farmer outfit, a sculpture of my farmer outfit in Lederhosen, tending to a spirit tree.
Yeah, picture. But you're talking about drawing, not what you wear.
Yeah, I'll draw a picture of me tending to my spirit tree.
Ugly.
Okay. Pull.
Be quiet.
What size of monitor do you usually play RuneScape on, Trekkie?
17-inch.
Brad?
19-inch.
19-inch here. 28% do not know. Followed
by
16% 17-inch.
All they need to do is just get a little tape measure and just...
Can you believe that 28% don't know the size of their freaking screen resolution?
Well, I think they probably know. They just want to mess around with the people.
Yeah, well, but stupid 12-year-olds.
It's like, hey, I'm level 103, but hey, let's have some fun. I don't know.
It's, hey, I'm 12 years old. I can't even go to the toilet by myself.
We had this funny poll on RSBNB a while back, which we need a new poll question for, sadly. But we had this one, let me find it. What would you sleep in on RuneScape?
Wait, say that again?
What would you sleep in on RuneScape we had for our RSBNB poll?
I'll sleep on the bed.
No, dude. Like what would you wear?
Oh, for like...
To sleepwear.
My ghostly robe, I love that thing. I don't know why, I just really love my ghostly robe.
I don't know, people always pick the extreme option, so yeah. Anyways, that's that. You guys don't know what screen resolution you're playing on. End of RuneScape updates, on to questions now. You guys can putt around with these ones first. Okay. Maybe take the first one.
Ow. What? Yeah, sorry. What's the highest valued item you have found on the floor? And that does drop parties not included? That's from Alex Tomo.
So what about you, Shane?
No. Me? I'd have to say... I never found anything on the ground.
Mine was a white beret.
Oh, right. I remember that. I found a white beret, too. But you found one as well, Brad, or what?
Mine was in Alcarid Bank when I was like level 10 or something.
Oh yeah, I was at the magic trees cutting, and this spear or whatever died from a tree spirit, and I took the white beret, and their friends were, "Please give it back! Please give it back!"
Shane, yeah. I think you think everybody who pisses you off is a pure. Oh, he pissed me off. He must be a pure.
No, they were seriously. Seriously. Anyways, basically they died and they wanted their beret back. I just said no. Would you give it back if you found it on the ground?
Probably.
Oh God.
No.
Remember.
It needs to be happening.
I'm not greedy like you guys, man.
Ferengi rule of acquisition: expand or die.
I'm not greedy. I'm not a Ferengi.
Okay. Or if you follow Bush's philosophy.
I'm a Vulcan.
Did anybody actually see him on TV last night?
See what?
Bush?
Not really.
More troops?
I'd rather see him in a coffin.
Okay. What did Trekkie find on the ground?
You know what? I can't remember. It's been so long. I haven't found any good rares in a long, long time, so I have no idea.
Okay.
Rune Large one time, I guess? Like, basically, I was... training on RSC in the Blue Dragons area, and suddenly I go back to my RS grid and I see a pile, I see a Rune Large, a whole bunch of other stuff. I was like, sweet.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
No, not that great. Not that great. Bad luck, remember.
Okay. What's the most money have you lost doing something stupid? Example, buying an item for 10 mil when you meant to put up 1 mil. From Pierre Skiller.
I remember.
I've never been scammed like that.
No, well, to say anywhere, just doing something stupid, it doesn't have to be, you know, scamming or something. Let's see, for me, back in RSC, you can duel anywhere, and basically I was a bit lazy to actually go and teleport myself back. I don't know, I was just lazy that day. And so I thought that, but nobody was dueling me, so I said to him, alright, I'll just fight a paladin and get myself killed. But I did not back any of my stuff. So I just unequipped all my stuff, and I started attacking it. And I got killed, and then when I checked out my inventory, I had 3 items left. So I pretty much lost a whole bunch of full rune, a whole bunch of other stuff. I was like, stupid, 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 stupid.
What about you, Brad? What did you do that was stupid?
Listen to you.
I when Granite Miles got released, I bought one of them for like 2 million, and they turned out to be total crap.
You can have one for free.
Yeah, I paid 2 million like 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah. Over that. Okay. Yeah. What did I do? I don't know.
Let's see. Let me think. Spending money on farming?
Oh, God.
That's stupid.
Okay. Project Green.
Okay, it's continuing. Thank you, Peter right. Skiller. This one's for you, Trekkie.
What's the longest time you played RuneScape in one day nonstop? If it was for more than one day, please specify days and hours. From Kiwi Kid.
Okay, how much have you played for?
I don't know. Do breaks count? Actually, no, breaks don't count. Probably 3 hours, I guess. Since, you know, he said nonstop, so that means breaks does not count.
Yeah, I'd have to go around there to, well, maybe 4 or 5 hours when I was doing one of those quests, like something, you know? One of the desert treasures or something, I don't know.
I remember when I was doing desert treasure with my friend. I died.
I did it with the resident mouse, Pika69.
Yeah. When I was doing Desert Treasure, I was using a guide from another website, and they haven't updated it since the beginning. Since the day it was released, and Jack has changed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I pretty much kind of got screwed over by that, because when I talk about safe spots, all of a sudden they took that place out, and that's nothing to protect me from.
Okay. What about you, Brad? What's your longest? 75 hours?
No, that's the longest I've stayed awake. Playing RuneScape is like more than a few hours because I have a really, 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 really short attention span. So short, I forgot what I was speaking about.
Okay. Thank you, Kiwi Kid. What are your three least favorite skills and three favorite skills? Note Hunter does not count because no one likes it.
Ha ha, bib user.
Trekkie first.
You forgot to say the name.
Trekkie first. Oh, that's from King6190.
Three favorite skills. I don't know. I didn't think about that. Slayer, because really highly multitaskable.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing, because that's one of my only 99 skills. And I have no idea.
What about least favorite?
Let's see, that would be mining. Because I think it's just boring as hell!
Some Australians that used to come on the show used to like that, right, Brad?
Don't speak ill of the Australians.
You gotta kill somebody. You could get murdered, Shane.
Okay, mining, what else?
Mining? Hunt. Oh, I can't say hunter. Damn. construction, because that is way too expensive. And Brett, Shane is going to get shot. Shane is going to get shot in the ass.
Okay.
Third last one. Third least favorite.
Yes.
I would have to say crafting, maybe? I have no idea, honestly. I only have two.
Okay. No Brad, idea. Your turn.
Okay, well, my favorite would probably be, of course, first fishing, obviously. Second cooking. And last,
farming.
Third favorite.
Farming.
Yeah, I'll go for farming. Right,
farming sucks!
Number one, mining, because it's boring. Number two, runecrafting, because it's boring. And number three, herblore, because Shane likes it.
Okay.
My three. Okay, Shane. Your turn.
Okay, my top three. Herblore, farming, and
loser.
Runecrafting.
Loser.
Herblore, farming, runecrafting. Least favorites. Mining, thieving, agility.
You hate agility?
Yes.
But you like farming.
Yeah.
How can you like farming and not like agility? At least agility is one in one spot. And there's no waiting period.
Because it's so damn repetitive. Like, with my farming runs, I can go a different way each time. So I get to see more of the world, and it's not as boring.
But the world is the same thing regardless of where you're, of what.
But it's different whatever way you go. Like, one day I might walk up by, up through the Drainer Forest. The other day I might walk along River Lum. The next day I might walk through Falador.
Why are you walking through Drainer?
Because I go to my Belladonna patch.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't Matt like Belladonna?
Yes! Yes, he does. Okay.
Alright, moving on now.
That was from King6190. Okay.
Ow.
I'm taking this one from Blue Brissinger. Do you think any of you would try to make a MMORPG? If yes, what would it be about?
P.S. Shane will take this one.
Yes, I am taking this one.
World of RuneScape Craft.
From Blue Bringer.
Oops, Blue Brissinger, that's a typo. Okay, it would be nice to make a game, but my only problem is that I don't have any ideas for names, what it would be about, and you know, that kind of stuff of the like that.
World of Star Trek Craft.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Would you play? Basically, would you play that?
No.
Oh, I have the perfect plot for you. You are a cadet. You have just entered Starfleet Academy. Your mission is to become an admiral.
Ooh,
in the meantime,
your mission is to move out of your parents' basement.
Oh God. Okay, so does anybody else want to make an MMORPG?
No, I don't have the know-how. And I'm not really creative.
Okay. So. I already got an idea of who my staff will be, if it's World of Star Trek.
Hi.
You know who's going on?
Phaser?
Huh?
A phaser?
No, like my creative staff. You'd be on there.
Oh God.
So would Mike.
Why don't you get Patrick Stewart on there?
Doesn't Mike hate Star Trek?
He watched it once.
And he said he hated it.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, is it your girlfriend?
Oh, quit it.
Good, I win. Don't make remarks.
Okay. But
I am training crafting for lunar diplomacy. Can you give me tips on training crafting? I refuse to say that last word. That's from BigL606.
Okay. So tips for training crafting to 71.
Kill cows, get leather. You're done.
Or buy green dragon hides and do that.
That's too expensive.
But you can sell them or high alchem, providing your computer can handle it.
Huh?
See, my computer overheats when I high alch for long periods of time. I can't high alch more than 300 things before I have to take a break.
Are you serious?
Yeah! I start losing icons, like system icons.
How the hell?
I don't know.
Shane, you're nerdier than me. How the hell do you have a computer that's worse than mine?
It's powerful, but it just overheats itself when it high elks.
Pour some water in it.
Okay, so cow hides or green dragon hide, I think we're unified on that one, right guys?
Yeah, and if you want to make a little bit more money, you can buy flags and string them and turn them into bowstring and sell them.
Selling PS. From
yeah,
Big L, 606.
Selling bullshit.
Yep.
Okay. Next one.
LFG, GLF.
Trekkie, you talk. Now, your turn. Talk to this question.
What is your most prized possession on RS? Mine is my maple shortbow from Samuel.
That guy has a really original blog name. I just want to point out how original that guy's blog name is.
What is it?
You know what it is, Shane.
As said by Sam.
Yes!
Okay, Shane, so what's your most prized possession?
My Santa hat, which you can see besides in my which you can see in my bank at shane.rsbnb.com.
All right, you know, just gave somebody ideas to just like copy that and then post it on some website and say they're selling it.
I said real world trading. I watermarked it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Like if some guy just says like, "My name is."
Take off.
Say what?
Those things are easy to take off.
Oh, yeah. Please. Okay, what now?
Your turn. Okay, Brad, what's your most prized possession?
Whip, probably.
What's yours?
My dragon med.
Okay, yes, you told me about that last night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It has sentimental value.
Thank you, Sammy.
We love your blog, not...
Oh, wow. Shay, how do you train farming? I just need 9 levels, but I may still train it if I like it from Casey Jones X.
Oh, God.
So...
Simple. Tears of Guthix.
No.
Tears of Guthix.
Well, this guy's level is not ranked, so obviously at this stage you'd probably want to plant... Let's see.
Potatoes?
No.
Cabbages?
You want to go for the trees if possible.
And protect it.
Yes, that's right. Let's see, tree seeds. If you want to make money back, go for herbs. Oh yeah, you only need level 27 for an apple tree and level 15 for oak trees. So plant oak trees. But to level 15, I'd probably just do the allotment stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's that.
I just wouldn't
You know,
it.
Honestly, even though I'm level 50-something farming, I still grow cabbages and tomatoes.
Oh, my. Why?
Dude! I don't know.
It's slow.
I'm patient. Besides, it's cool because I can, like, protect my tomatoes with the cabbages that I get.
I know what you're trying to do, you know? You're trying to catch up to me in farming.
No, if I was, I would have beat you already. Remember, I have the willpower.
Oh,
you
and
don't,
I'm
Shane.
Also...
I was ahead in fishing by like 4 levels, and he beat me to 99 by like 6 or 7 million experience.
Yeah, but...
See? I have the willpower.
But Brad, you told me that you kind of like let him go ahead of you.
I gave up because I couldn't know life as much as
you. Oh, and you have exactly 10 million fishing experience.
I know, I did that. I haven't logged in RuneScape since I got 1 million, 10 million exactly.
Actually, I need to do more fishing. I'm running low on sharks.
Can I have some more monkfish?
I gave you 5,000 monkfish!
Okay.
Why this place got so quiet all of a sudden?
Thank you, Casey Jones X. On to the next question from MetalManiac9. I'm currently level 66 Herbalore and 8 XP away from level 51. What would be the best way to achieve my goal without spending lots of money or time on getting the items from Metal Maniac 9? Well,
trade pots for herbs?
Yeah, okay, that would work, but you're going to initially need to get some items, so you can either buy these or collect them yourself. There is really no other way to go about doing Herbalore besides collecting them yourself or... Buying. So.
Or grow them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Them. But you can't protect them, so it's really risky.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Unless you did the new quest, the one-arm quest.
One-arm's adventure.
Yeah, I like that quest.
Yeah, I like the disease-free farming patch. Okay, thank you, MetalManiac9.
Alright, is it true you use a certain kingdom to do some as of now classified things that I won't mention, but you should know what I am talking about, Bib user. I don't have a clue. Do you have a clue, Shane? I don't have a clue. You have a clue, Brad?
Yes.
No clue.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Thank you, Bib user, for that question.
What is it?
I don't know. What do you think, Brad? You know what it is? I have no idea. Is it Waterbirds Island or something?
I took the watermarks off Shane's bank.
Say what?
It's a bank picture on his blog. I took all the watermarks off. I'm just uploading the new one.
Oh.
See, Shane? Doesn't work. Well, Shane,
It's really done professionally.
Okay, so Shane answered her question.
I said yes.
Good job.
Yeah,
I'm so tired. What the hell?
What the fuck did you do?
This thing is so tiny. Oh, I'm done.
Okay, I'll...
Oops.
I'll post that in the notes. Okay, so...
Add me back.
Okay. Okay, so on to tech news now. Okay.
Add me back.
Yep. So, Macworld 2007 this week, and we sent our very own Trekkie there, right?
You did what?
We sent you to Macworld.
You did?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
yeah, I did. Thanks, Shane and Jeff for the hookup. They got in with me in for free. Saw some nice stuff, a lot of junky stuff, and really cool stuff.
Okay. I'm going to go through these first two announcements, then you can tell us more about what you saw.
All right, shoot.
The iPhone.
Yes, the iPhone.
In development for 30 months in the U.S. It's a GSM phone, so contract was Singular. Available in Europe in quarter four, Asia in 2008. It's a widescreen.
And Canada in quarter four as well, it said on Dig.
Oh, it did? Okay. Widescreen iPod phone, all rolled into one, basically like a BlackBerry kind of, except from Apple.
Yep.
So, that's that. I think it's pretty good, but I don't
know. It looks really nice.
But it's only 4 gigabytes and 8 gigabytes for $499 and $599. That's kind of a small...
Yeah, that's kind of expensive in a way, but, you know, for an overactive iPod.
And if you go on a plane and watch a movie, right, you're not going to have any power to use the phone when you get off the plane, right?
Well, more than likely, they'll have accessories for it.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was over there, they actually had... like external battery packs where you can kind of like chart, like pretty much gives like an extra 12 plus hours or so depending on what you're doing, watching a movie or listening to music. Okay. And basically what happens is that it gives your iPod or iPhone a little extra power. Anything else, Shane?
They're getting
you'd like
sued
to know
by Cisco.
Yes. The reason is because iPhone has already been a trademark, copyrighted, patented name by Cisco.
In the U.S. and, only.
Yeah. Basically, what happens if Apple can do one of three things. They can either, you know, change the name. They can either, pay Singular to use it or whatever.
Cisco.
Or just don't give a shit.
Cisco.
Yeah, they can either pay Cisco to, like, you know, leave them alone. Or they can just don't give a shit.
Yep. Okay.
Problem is, if they don't give a shit, and if Cisco wins the lawsuit, then all the profit they make from iPhone goes directly to them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and again, Apple
like to know
TV.
About
it's
you want me to go in depth about these stuff?
What? Apple TV is Apple's answer to their own digital media type hub. It lets you sync your iPod, iTunes, and everything together. and download TV shows and whatnot. Also, you do need a widescreen TV for this. Trekkie, do you have a widescreen TV?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind?
Never bothered to look at it. I just know that my grandpa them got it, and I was like, okay.
And he tries to play PS1 discs in it, right?
No. Dude, they cannot even figure out how to work the DVD player. I'm not going to tell them that there's a PS3 and a Blu-ray and all the other stuff, man.
Okay.
They cannot even work the VCR without me, man.
You need a widescreen TV for this to work. So, I don't know. Like, what's with that?
It's high definition stuff.
Yeah.
And so I guess they want people, because basically, if you think about it, though, is the I think the ideal is that, like, if you buy this, you need a widescreen TV, you might just hook up with Sony, who is kind of helping Apple with some stuff. So you might buy a Sony widescreen TV.
Okay.
And Sony will help Apple out, and Apple will help Sony out, and everybody wins.
Yes, okay. And you have some pictures about what you saw at Macworld, and you'll be giving me the links to those to post, right?
I don't have that many pictures.
But you have a few.
Yeah. What happened was that my camera decided to run out of battery right in the middle, so I just took very little. Okay. I did see a lot of cool stuff, man. The computer area was sweet.
Yes.
Like the computer tables and chairs, those were sweet.
Did they have any that looked like the... Okay, I won't go home. You know what I was going to say.
Say what?
No, never mind. Okay, well, everybody's all...
in the Macworld.
Everybody's all geared up about Macworld. We also got CES going on, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. this is kind of a lower format, because it's not even, like, I don't know, you're not even, like, on this dig website. It's all about Macworld, no CES.
Because they had it at the same day. If they didn't, then, you know, CES would be more in the picture.
Yeah, okay. One thing that Microsoft put out was this thing called the Windows Home Server, which is basically like a hub that... It's a file and print sharing, centralized backup, security center. It gives you more drive space, and it's a headless server package. Entering beta sometime within the next 2 months. Available like up to 3 months after that, and it won't need any other requirements, but it does need like a gigahertz CPU and whatnot. So yes, and there's a picture of it here. It looks like one of those Borg transwarp coils.
Okay, so
I don't know. Moving on. Doesn't that look neat?
Moving on.
Okay. So take a look at this. PS3.
Okay.
The PS3 demand has already gone down.
Because people are getting tired of waiting for us. Like, screw it, we're going to the Wii.
Wii! Okay.
The rush for the PS3 is over, and now it's up to Sony to get games and updates needed to put the PS3 back in the minds of gamers to move this inventory. When the sold-out stories quickly became inventory stacked up to the ceiling a month later, stories, shareholders may become somewhat unsettled by how strong the competition has become.
I don't know. I think the Wii is going to win this one. What about you?
I still think the Wii is going to win because it is Nintendo.
Okay.
And Nintendo is great. It's sweet. And that's why they have the angry Nintendo nerd on YouTube.
What about you, Mr. Woodwood? Is Nintendo going to win?
I hate Nintendo because they make kiddie games, and the people who like them are generally stuck-up assholes who need to keep their opinions to themselves. Seriously, half of the people I see posting on forums about Nintendo, I'd like to give a good bloody slap, because they all have their heads stuck up their asses.
I like the Wii.
The Wii is cool.
I hate Nintendo fanboys almost as much as I hate Oprah fanboys. You know who you are, Master of the Vortex.
Okay, let's keep this politically clean.
Equal politically cover. Correct, I think you mean.
Yes, everybody gets the same amount of coverage on the show, whether you're Mac, Windows, or Linux, Opera, Firefox, or Internet Explorer, you all get the same amount of trouble. I mean, I'm not trouble, I mean coverage. Okay, on to rants. Brad, we'll give you this, one of these here, but, how about you take the first one?
Okay. Okay. Now, before you click the cancel icon, please take time to support if you know what the rant is.
Wait, I think I know what this one is.
Jagex, you've heard it so many times, rant after rant, day after day. Do you not finally have the message that high levels are getting no updates at all? Exclamation mark. The only people who will disagree will be lower levels, since they're the ones getting the updates. I enjoyed RuneScape a lot more when I was level 50. Why? Because there's always new things to do, areas to explore, hard quests ahead of me. But now, after completing almost every quest, I leave myself bored. The new hunter skill was released was absolutely appalling, spelt wrong, in my opinion. There are no benefits apart from a cape and a pair of gloves, which I've seen many rants about. Jagex, I remember back in the good old days when every update was good, people would just love the fact that there was an update ahead. But now every update is for lower levels. Every quest is the most noobiest quest ever. Do you wonder why so many people have a quest cape? I don't have one, but that's because of all the pointless quests coming out. I don't want to waste my time. Well, you waste your time playing the game, so whatever. We also need an update for a new weapon and armor, one that requires 90 defense to wear or wield. I don't have those stats, but it would be something to work for. Think about the old times, Jagex. Who are you going to give the updates to? The high levels who have been playing since Classic, or the new players who have been playing for a few days? Just think about it. We made this game for you. Without us high levels, you wouldn't be here. So please, in the name of high levels, update us. No, correction. If it wasn't for Jagex, you high levels wouldn't be there, morons. Don't think you're bigger than the game itself. But yes, overall, I do agree with the way this run's going.
Yes, that's a good point, because, you know, there hasn't been really a high level update since Recipe for Disaster, has there?
Jagex is neglecting the high-level people.
Well, they call yesterday's update high-level, but that's not exactly high-level compared to standard, you know? Like,
Jagex thinks high-level is 60 or 70.
What's high-level to you?
100+.
Yeah, okay, same here. Trekkie, what about you?
The quest was kind of crappy.
What quest?
I'm not talking to you, Tracy!
Hi!
She can't hear you. Okay, can we move on now?
Okay. So, yeah, definitely high levels need more attention. Okay. Now, here's a song. Trekkie can sing this, because he can sing good. Trekkie? Oh, God. Where are the singers when you need one? Brad? You want to?
No way, Shane, you sing it.
I was going to get Matt to come on the show to sing this, but he kind of disappeared.
Sing, Shane, sing.
No, I'm not singing. Crack that whip, give the low level the slip, step on a rock, lose your armor. When a problem comes along, you must nerf it. When the low levels start crying, you must nerf it. When someone's crying because something's overpowered, you must nerf it. Now nerf it into uselessness, shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead, try to detect it, it's not too late to nerf it good. When a good time turns around, you must nerf it. You will never live it down unless you nerf it. No one gets their way until they nerf it. I say nerf it. Nerf it good. Now, some of you might be wondering about the title and the parody. First off, this is not spam, but my unrest about the constant nerfing of things. What has been nerfed, you may say? 1. The whip. 2. Granite maul. 3. Rapier. 4. Firewatch clothing. 5. Magic shortbow special. 6. The magic longbow special. 7. Rune throwing axe special. 8. Royal trouble quest. 9. Monkey madness puzzle. Crumble undead spell. 11 Dragon of Battle Axe Special, 12 Charge Spells, 13 Majorina, 14 Majorina Bank, 15 Jad, Drop Raid on Certain Monsters. How was Jad nerfed? Anyone?
Say what?
How was Jad nerfed?
Jab?
Jad.
Jad?
Yeah, the 702.
I think they did it because we were getting it too easy, so they made him like higher range and mage attack or something like that.
Right. Jagex, when are you going to stop listening to the cries of the lower levels and stop nerfing things? Right now there's a massive cry for the Dragon Dagger to be nerfed. What the f***? How does that need to be nerfed?
I guess we are tired of like 4 specials at once.
Oh my god. 1. Things on nerfing block now. 1, Dragon Dagger. 2, Cannon. 3, Ancient Spells. 4, Warrior's Guild. Too hard to enter to it. 5, Kelly Block. 6, Third Age Armor. 7, Mage Arena. 8, The Abyss. 9, Chaos Elemental. 10, Emote Clues. 11, Rock Crabs. Yeah, nerf the rock crabs.
I think there's one more.
Nerf the rock crabs. That's what the peers used to train. Do it. Do it now.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I think there was one more some people wanted to nerf really bad. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. Well, you're finding that. Why do we need to nerf the Warrior's Guild?
Oh, yeah. They also nerfed the Acclimator, remember?
What?
Remember they...
Oh, right. That.
So... Oh. Let's see, here's a nice little song for you, Shane.
What?
On the 12th day of RuneScape, Jackass came to me. 12 Acclimators, 11 Rock Crabs, 10 Emote Clues, 9 Chaos Elementals, 8 Abyssal, 7 Mage Arenas, 6 Third Age Armors, 5 Teleblocks, 4 Warrior Skills, 3 Ancient Spells, 2 Cannons, and a 1 Stupid Dragon Dagger.
I like it.
That makes me want to shove, like, grenades in my hands.
Go right ahead, Brad.
Why should someone that is weak, and yes, I'm talking about the low levels stats, to desire what is overpowered and what is not overpowered? Our time on Earth is a test. We are failing.
That is true of America more than most other
countries. Oh, yes.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah. Hey. You know that me and Brad think kind of the same on most things, because you remember when Tony Blair's plane went off the thing? Me and him both had the same reaction that was good.
It's like, did he die?
Yeah.
Both of us had that same reaction.
I wanted him to die.
Uh-oh.
But you know what they say, whenever an asshole dies, there'll always be another asshole to step in his place.
Oh, God.
It is not my fault that my president decided to go to war. I didn't vote for him.
You couldn't vote back then.
Yes, I could.
What, you were 18 back then?
Yes.
Okay, then.
For the second term election.
Oh, right, yes.
Which is kind of sad, because I was the only student in my class I actually could vote.
Okay. Such a chance.
Is anybody going to vote tomorrow?
And you I put your hand up.
When did you turn 18? Yesterday? For real?
What's the minimum requirements to get in the Warriors Guild? Oh yes, you know, only if your attack and strength levels do not add up. Okay.
No, they nerfed that. I guess cause, like peers were complaining or something.
So what is it now?
Yeah, I remember. But I know they changed it.
Oh.
I'll check. Because I think they changed it because peers couldn't get in because their defense... let me see. Here's the manual.
It says 130 still.
I think they did something with it.
It says your attack and strength levels need to add up to 130 or more.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Obviously, that's what it says in the manual, so... Okay, final rant, Trekkie. This one's for you.
Let me see. The Abyssal Whip is easily the best weapon in the game, and it is a measly 2 mil. It dominates the wild for 2 reasons. Fuck me, you do. What?
Shh!
1. Only needs 70...
I'm trying the goddamn rant.
I read this one, and Shane, I knew you would like it. You only need 70 attack, 2 is protected over pretty much all other PKing gear due to miners. Now think of a peer with 70 attack, 90 strength, 1 defense. Ask yourself, how much is he risking? Initial peers, monk peers, inventory, whip, superset, dragon dagger, strength, enemy camp, climbing boots, recoil,
anti-poison, and then 2 to 3 prayer pots, rest is shark.
Now, as they're wearing prayer boost armor, they run very low risk of losing enough prayer points by smite or naturally to get KO'd when their prayer is gone. Thus, they risk maybe dragon dagger, 50k, 10 to 15 strikes if they die unless they get killed earlier, and like half a superset, 4k. All other types of prayer risk much more. Range is full black, Dehydrator Helm of Tank, 200k plus Mages Mystic, 100 casts of whatever spells. Shut up, Frizzy. 200k plus, what else? Range Armor, 42. God damn it.
Continue.
We don't care if you cut your hair. Monk Robe, 0 defense, 0 defense with 0 defense and 70 attack, which tiers usually have already. Wild is really risky versus reward anymore. It's now about being whip or lose 200k. Give the whip 70 defense requirement. It suits with the 70 attack requirement and whips only and only train 2 skills, attack and defense. Same should be done with all weapons that train multiple skills.
Yes! Perfect! I love this rat.
I know you do.
Rat, do you like it?
No.
I'm indifferent to it.
I don't care about it. I don't PK, and if Wild does it, I don't do it.
Wild should concern you, because the market concerns you, you know?
Hey, look, think of it this way, okay? More peers means we need more whips. More whips means price goes down.
Right.
Price goes down, whip goes cheaper. If I die and lose the whip, I can buy the whip at a cheaper price. I win.
Okay, fine. That's the end of rants, so what have we been doing? You.
I have been barbarian assaulting for the past week, which took a strain, which took its toll on my Tears of Guthix. Because when I went to Issa, I needed 92k more experience.
Okay. Brad, need I ask?
No, you don't need to ask.
Okay. I've been doing some pest control and, yeah, Barbarian Assault, which the game annoys me.
Because you suck at it.
No.
Yes, you do.
It just annoys me because people are dumb.
Like you.
Oh, God. Informer apps are closed!
Our Informer apps closed!
Yes!
What the hell was that?
That was Brad.
Me impersonating Shane.
Informer apps are closed, so, yes. Are we done?
I don't know. Are we?
I don't know. Okay. I think we are, unless anybody has anything else they want to say.
Happy Martin Luther King's birthday.
Okay then. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for
listening.
I am
going to get sued for that.
Thanks, everyone. This has been RSBNB Update 82 with...
Bradley.
Yes, Woodward.
You suck.
And Trekkie.
Die.
And Shane1288, of course. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.